wrestling with God. Have you ever wrestled with a behavior or feeling that wouldn't go away? Have you ever had an argument with someone that never seemed to get resolved? The Bible says that many of our battles are spiritual. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This is why it's so important to learn to walk in the Spirit. Yoda from Star Wars series says it so well, "May the Force be with you." We need to tap into the power and strength of the Holy Spirit to conquer our obstacles and setbacks. The Bible says some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Who will you trust in, the Spirit or your flesh? You can spend your whole life fighting spiritual battles with human understanding or weapons. You can try to conquer spiritual giants with earthly alliances, or you can start walking with God in the Spirit. Lean into His guidance. Pray in the Spirit and according to the Word, which is the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6:13, "Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, stand." Then the Bible says to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. My dad taught me practical things like arm wrestling. I arm wrestled my way through grade school, high school, and college. It was the best way to fight off bullying and stay out of trouble. I beat almost everyone who challenged me because my dad taught me a few tricks. Others were stronger and meaner, but I knew how to beat them. In the same sense, the Spirit wants to teach you how to win your battles. He knows life can be tough, but you can be tougher with the help of the Holy Spirit. Like a modern-day Samson, the Spirit will empower you to become more like a conqueror. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.